KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies. Some of the fog is starting to burn off that's in the low-lying areas. And we look for some areas of dense fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies, a high around 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. The fog has formed early this morning over parts of north, central, northwest, and western Iowa. Persons traveling should be alert to rapidly changing driving conditions, with visibility locally dropping to 1/4 mile or less at times. If you should encounter dense fog, slow down and use your low beam headlights or fog lights to assist your visibility. Be especially cautious near intersections and railroad crossings, and allow extra stopping distance between you and the vehicle in front of you, especially this morning as the buses are picking up students. Visibility should begin to improve a few hours after sunrise. Already this morning, persons traveling Highway 30 near Logan can expect a delay because of an accident there that may have been related to fog. A KJAN listener reported that Highway 30 at Overton Avenue was moving slowly due to a serious accident. The crash happened just east of the Boyer River Bridge, east of Logan. The dense fog is, as I mentioned, thought to have contributed to the crash, where a vehicle apparently missed an intersection and collided with a utility pole. No other details are currently available. Well, the Atlantic Animal Shelter will receive a large donation from the estate of a woman who recently passed away. Animal Control Officer Chris Erickson announced the news during Monday's meeting of the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee.
Last week, I received a legal notice that a woman that lives in Griswold has passed away. She has a considerable amount of money left over after paying off her estate, and she has left 20% of it to the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
On September the 4th, the executor of the estate will appear in court to get approval for the release of the money. If no one comes forward to contest the move, such as someone who may still be owed money from the estate, the funds will be divided among the woman's designated recipients, which includes the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Erickson said she's not familiar with the woman who passed away, but is grateful for the bequeath.
I don't know if she ever adopted a dog from us or what. I don't know the woman.
She had some passion.
But she chose to leave 20% to the shelter.
And Councilman Gerald Brink let the cat out of the bag during the meeting Monday by saying the shelter is likely to receive more than $100,000. Erickson said the figure was actually more around $135,000. The Atlantic Cemetery Association, which is run by a private board of directors, is near insolvency. That was a word during a meeting Monday evening of the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee at City Hall. Councilman Dick Cassidy and Gerald Brink are on the cemetery board. Brink explained the Cemetery Association's financial situation in more detail and why they have a good deal of red ink on their books.
The way things look right now, basically, probably around the first of the year, we're probably going to run out of money. We probably will need it probably in the vicinity of $25,000 a year just to sustain this thing. One of the biggest reasons being there used to be 100-plus burials a year at the Atlantic Cemetery. The last several years, we've been averaging about a little over 60 burials. And, of course, there's so many of them now that are the cremations, which demand a little bit less money than a normal burial does.
The cost of burials and interments were raised back in April to help compensate for the loss of funds. Brink says the cost of repairing equipment for burials and grounds maintenance for the 44 acres is another expense they're dealing with. There's only one full-time employee and a couple of part-time employees working for the Cemetery Association who are in charge of burials and ground maintenance. The city will submit a letter to the Iowa Insurance Commissioner requesting a drawdown of funds from the Perpetual Care Trust, but according to Brink, they can't touch that. The $200,000 is in the trust, and Brink says the best they can hope for is to gain some funds from the interest on the trust. He said also that if they run out of money and have to shut down, according to law, the City of Atlantic would have to assume full operation of the cemetery. Brink suggested it would be better for the city to subsidize the cemetery than it would be for the city to assume the sale of burial plots. After much discussion, the Personnel and Finance Committee agreed to recommend to the Atlantic City Council that the city pay $2,000 per month from January 1st through June 30th of next year to keep the association afloat and find other means to keep the cemetery operational after that. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Ronnie L. Powers, age 72, of Harlan, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A memorial service for Ronnie Powers will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Jerry F. Jungman, age 86 of Adair, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Jerry Jungman will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Betty Lou Kunze, age 86 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Betty Lou Kunze will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gordon Nielsen, age 66 of rural Harlan, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Gordon Nielsen are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.